This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Stephen Carefoot in Edmonton, Alberta, October 2006. The Junior Classics, Volume 1, by William Patton. Chapter 110, The Fox and the Crow, by Aesop. A fox saw a crow fly off with a piece of cheese in its beak and settle on the branch of a tree.
"That is for me, as I am a fox," said Master Reynard, and he walked up to the foot of the tree. "Good day, Mistress Crow," he cried. "How well you are looking today! How glossy your feathers! How bright your eye! I feel sure your voice must surpass that of other birds, just as your figure does. Let me hear but one song from you, that I may greet you as queen of the birds."
The crow lifted her head and began to caw her best, but the moment she opened her mouth, the piece of cheese fell to the ground, only to be snapped up by Master Fox.
"That will do," said he. "That was all I wanted. In exchange for your cheese, I will give you a piece of advice for the future. Do not trust flatterers."
End of chapter 110.